Well, hello again. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth, where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversation. As always, thank you, BBS Radio. And thank you all. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Beth, it's so good to be with you again. I'm so excited for our little chit chat.
I am too, our little chit chat. Welcome,
Perfect.
everyone, wherever you are, whenever you are in our beautiful world. I'm so happy to be here today. I've had an amazing couple of weeks since we last spoke here, and what I'm inspired to check in about this morning before we start is just how in through every experience I'm having, I'm witnessing and noticing how the light is returning and how we're all getting our light back and how it's getting so much more fun and inspiring to play and collaborate, even through the challenges. How the more our spirits are here, it just is incredible. So I've had an amazing couple of weeks and I'm excited to be here today. How are you, Kelly?
Oh, I am fan a fantastic. Thank you for asking. I really am. I've had some amazing experiences. I feel the light is just amazing right now. And your term treasure hunt. I'm on a treasure hunt constantly now, just looking for the light everywhere. And is it okay if I share a special experience I had this week that kind of
Yes.
highlights, yeah, the
Yes,
supportive
please.
energetics coming in. And so I have a bestie furry friend. He's my bestie. I love him so much. And I love to take my bestest furry friend hiking down this abandoned road in the forest. And this time, something told me to take my phone, which I never do. I never take my phone when I go hiking. And so we hiked for a while. And as we're heading back to the car, I can see the car, but I'm inspired to kind of take a turn down another path to extend our hike. I just felt like I didn't want to stop. So I was curious where it went. I hadn't gone as far as I do. Anyway, I just so we headed towards the stunning Three Sisters mountain range, which I live near. So a ways down the path, I experience a stunning rainbow halo around the sun. So talk about energetics. So Q says that they are, I'm going to quote him, a reaction to a vortice and or the energetics coming into the planet. So knowing this, I really wanted to experience its energetics. So I decided to interact with it. And it was amazing. I found its energetics so peaceful and loving, yet so powerful. And it was so powerful that I didn't want to leave the experience. So me and my furry friend just basked in it. And so I headed back to the car. And as I was walking back the way we came, I asked the vortice to stay with me until I got home. So I dropped off my furry friend at his house and I drove the 20 minutes or so back to my house. And as I pull in, it's still there, but it's kind of now a half halo, so not as big and strong. So I kind of laid on my bed and I commanded Prime Creation to give me the perfect connection with it. And it was so strong still that I couldn't lay there. I had to get up, and it was just this whole body buzz, just this amazing physical experience. So, and since then, I've had some super cool synchronicities that have happened. So that's one of my fun playfulness things this week. I love it. Thanks for asking.
Wow. Wow. It's so beautiful. And I love the synchronicity of how it connects, of course, to what we're going to be playing with today. So thank
Exactly.
you so much. I hadn't heard the story. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. Love it. Love it.
And I
Related to, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please go.
Well, if you have something, do you have something to add about your story?
No, I do not.
Okay, so I was
I'm
just going to
complete.
ask if you have a song you'd like to share with us today.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. I'm so excited because this one really, I feel, dovetails into what we're going to talk about. It found me. So the breadcrumb band is, and I'll say the breadcrumb band is called the Eagles, you know, back in the day. And I'll just say that I've seen two eagles in the past week. I don't see eagles very often, so go figure, huh? So the Eagles, and the song is Learn to Be Still. So here are the lyrics. It's just another day in paradise. As you stumble to your bed, you'd give anything to silence those voices ringing in your head. You thought you could find happiness just over that green hill. You thought you would be satisfied, but you never will. Learn to be still. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We don't know how to be alone. So we wander around this desert and wind up following the wrong gods home. But the flock cries out for another, and they keep answering that bell. And one more starry-eyed messiah meets a violent farewell. Learn to be still. Now the flowers in your garden, they don't smell so sweet. Maybe you've forgotten heaven lying at your feet. There are so many contradictions in all the messages we send. We keep asking, how do I get out of here? Where do I fit in? Though the world is torn and shaken, even if your heart is breaking, it's waiting for you to awaken. And someday you will learn to be still. You just keep on running. Keep on running. So would you like to explain how these weave so nicely into our topic today, Beth?
Well, the first thing I want to say about it is how beautifully you expressed your experience, your recent experience of connecting with the quality of light of the sun. That's related to this song, which is learning how to be in our body, learning how to be in our hearts and our bodies to receive our knowingness and to receive our spirit by opening our hearts instead of thinking about it. So I love how learning to be still is the punchline of going within, as opposed to all the intensity and chaos of trying to figure things out, which is what we've been trained to do. And the simplicity of noticing beauty, the flower, like forgetting, not being able to smell the flowers in our garden, as opposed to being in our body in the present moment and remembering that we are in heaven here in our body in the moment, which is what the song talks about. That's what you experienced in your body in the moment and how you could extend that experience and just be in that love. So I love how both connected to what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, and then I'm going to drop into our theme for today. Do you have anything you want to add about
Oh, that's just perfect. I'm still swimming in
that?
love light.
Yes. Yeah.
So
Ah, the love light.
go for it. Woo!
Okay. So,
Breath.
our inspiration today, and we've been like playing with this for a few days now because it's such a big question. So the inspiration for today's conversation started a few days ago. I don't know, maybe who knows, it doesn't matter. Sometime soon in the past. Kelly said, Beth, when I command my spirit, who is talking? Who's doing the commanding? Who's talking? What is this inner voice and where does it come from? And so I just love the question so much because oh, I love the question. Who's talking? Who's the inner voice? And so often when I share with people in workshops and with one-on-one clients, I'm always like, command language is the premise that I start with everything right now. And people are often saying, well, who's commanding? What's the deal here? What's going on? And so I was really excited to explore this because I also have had a little bit of trouble explaining it. I can feel it and I know it, and I've had trouble explaining it. So that's what we're going to play with today. So I'm going to talk for a little bit about what I've been exploring and this a couple of my own breadcrumbs through the treasure hunt the last couple of days to clarify this a little bit. So the first premise is that you and I have been talking about a lot, and that everyone who's been tracking these conversations also has been exploring, is that we know our spirit doesn't use words. So we've talked about that our spirit communicates in knowingness, not the English language. So that's a basic principle. But then what the F is the voice? Why is there always this voice inside of me? Where does it come from? Okay, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, who is the self that I'm aware of? Who's commanding my spirit? All those questions. So here's where I'd like to start, is just to create some definitions here. So we have already talked about this in a recent show, maybe it was last fall, but that we have three basic aspects to our beingness. We have these physical human bodies, and we have spirits, which is our eternal self, and then where our spirit is inhabiting this physical body, and then there's consciousness, source light, that animates it all. So when you were having your beautiful experience with the sun and the rainbow, you were communicating with the light and with Ra, the sun, through that sharing of consciousness. So that's the knowingness, the creative life force that permeates everything, correct? So we've already talked
Right,
about this, right?
right. And
So
it's a felt sense. It's a felt sense.
it's a felt sense, yes, of that knowingness. It's our, yes. So here's the trick to all of this, in on Earth right now, in this time space reality that we're living in, and how it's related, and then we'll talk about how it's related to ascension, is that our consciousness has been genetically engineered to move to our heads, live in our brains, and be in mind energy. So we could say for human beings, most human beings here, all of us to some degree, the three aspects of our being here are ego consciousness, our physical body, and our spirit. So our consciousness has been trained to be in our heads, and then that's where the voice comes from, because it's part of the mind energy matrix and our nervous system. And the way we've been kind of hijacked over eons, not a short-term thing, to have all of our creative life force running through our heads. How's that for the first level of this? Did you have anything you want to add? Did I explain that?
Yeah, I feel that's really good. I feel like our source light consciousness has kind of been hijacked in
Yes.
another quick term terminology.
Yes. So the reason there's kind of a trick to it is that we do have self-awareness. Like sometimes I'm like, who is this me that's watching everything? So I do have another word we could use is a soul. Like there's an aspect of me that's inhabiting this body that's a conglomeration of all the lifetimes I've been here, and it does have awareness. And my challenge is to keep using my power of choice to increase my light in my heart so that my self-awareness is less in my head and more in my heart. And that process is just ongoing. But what's significant and what I've been really realizing as I've been playing with this is it's really important for us not to be so frustrated with our thoughts when we're trying, or because or feel bad when we're having thoughts, because in a sense then when I'm feeling frustrated with my thoughts, I'm feeling frustrated with myself in a sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that really does make sense. I remember Q saying it's up to us to overcome our limitations. This kind of circles back to that. It's our awareness.
It's our
Us.
awareness. Yeah.
We just need to become, that and get back to the consciousness that we are.
Yes, so like more like learning to be still is more and more and more about just practice, like celebrating the moment, that moment of awareness. Oh, I'm thinking again. Oh, good. Like there's the my consciousness is now, there's enough of consciousness in my body that I'm starting to observe instead of just being participating 100% in those thoughts. I'm observing the thoughts, and so that's the moment of choice when I can say, oh, I can choose now to put some effort into this and command my spirit to move my thoughts from my head to my heart. So
That's and
that,
that's I just want to say
go ahead.
that's a big one in the process of getting back to, the true self, the true consciousness is the mind energy, the mind to heart drop. I feel that is just a staple in all of this, that
Yes.
command.
Yeah, it's the most, however we say it, and I know we can play with that a little bit today. However we say it, it's the most important. There's two aspects. One is to be aware and make the choice that I do have a spirit. I have a larger self outside of this ego personality self that I identify with. I also, that's part of my legacy on in this world. I also have this larger spirit that I haven't been taught necessarily to communicate with first. And that larger spirit is infinitely powerful as long as I can start getting it back through my heart into the rest of my body. So that's the command part of saying, oh, I command my spirit, get more of me in me, and move my thoughts back to my heart. And then that process of feeling from our heart is how we begin to interact with the voice and with the thoughts, which is the next thing. We first have to go to our heart.
Yeah, but it's a learning process, relearning process, to get to the heart first and then try to interpret and figure out what the heck spirit is trying to bring through us, right?
Yes. Absolutely. So your question, that the question of who's speaking, who's doing the commanding, it's my consciousness that's making a choice to, and the muscle of my spirit, I guess, it's a combination of both that's making the choice to pause and slow down and interrupt my thoughts. And make the priority to get back into my heart and back into my body.
Right.
It definitely takes choice, and that's our
And
freedom.
it takes dedication. It doesn't just happen overnight. So it's a process. That's why we keep saying that word. It takes dedication and determination.
Yes. I worked with a brand new group of people last weekend in a dowsing class, and which is for people who aren't aware of the word dowsing means just learning to bring your spirit into your body and then connect your spirit and the wisdom of your body to access knowingness outside of the brain. So it's a beautiful, it's just beautiful. It's these practices we're talking about. So anyway, it was people who were, some of them, new to command language, and I just love those questions that are hard to figure out. Who's doing the commanding? Who and why do
Yeah.
I say command? Because it sounds aggressive. Why is it okay to command my spirit? And I love it when people are persistent about that, because the point is that our spirits need to be encouraged to be here, because if there's not very much of my spirit in my body, then it needs to have a reason to come back in. And I'm the one who is the who can command it. So we are sovereign beings of light. So who's doing the commanding? And then someone else said, well, I don't want to lose all my thoughts. If I'm dropping my thoughts into my heart, what happens to the thoughts? And I also loved that question, because that's what we're moving into now, is learning how to think from our hearts. So it was so much fun to say, you won't lose anything. When we drop our thoughts into our hearts, then we get to explore where what is real and use our knowledge center in the present moment instead of being trapped in thoughts which are always based in the past. So I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that, this, and then we'll start talking about how we learn to think from our hearts. But do you have anything else you want to say about
No,
that?
I just I'm really this is just so much fun because I'm a big I love studying the human body, so how it participates with the spirit, you know, connecting those two aspects. So it's fun to pull on this. So keep going, carry
Yes.
on.
Well, there was a synchronicity about this last night. I was listening to the November 11, 2023, Being Inspired with Q show with Asha. And one of the little breadcrumbs in that show is they were talking about our DNA, and Q said something about how powerful our mammal DNA is because it hasn't really been. It's very pure. And that's that knowingness in our body. So when we connect our spirit with the wisdom in our body, we have these incredible vehicles and vessels here. So that gut sense of knowingness is part of how we learn to think from our hearts, is getting our spirit back and our consciousness back down into our bodies. Because we do have a lot of knowingness. It's just the deception of the knowingness. The knowingness in our brains is a trap because it's in mind and time.
Right. That just it's just a big disconnect.
Yes, it's a disconnect from actual source energy. And that's the
Right.
whole thing about how our spirits don't think.
Yeah.
So how we learn to think from our hearts, because we are in these bodies, so not to be frustrated with our thoughts because or angry with our bodies or frustrated with our bodies because it's sometimes hard to stop thinking, is just to keep bringing like patience and choice and kindness into this command. Drop, increase my life force energy, bring me back into my heart. Command my spirit, bring me back into my heart. Remove anything that's keeping me from being fully in my heart. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. Once we're in our heart, then because we're in these bodies, we do need to learn how to think because our bodies have our thoughts and our brains. Need to help us function, need to help us sort and interpret the information we're receiving. And that's what it gets really fun when we learn to do it from our heart. And so that's one of my favorite prompts from Q, and he said it so many times, is we've been thinking backwards. And once we figure out how to think from our hearts, it's game over for the dark.
I love
That's
that.
all we have to do, is learn how to first drop into our hearts and then process all the information using our knowledge centers. And then our
But
brains.
that's
Go
sorry.
ahead. No, go
But
ahead.
that's the thinking backwards, what you just said. Do you want to repeat that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once we, I
What?
wasn't thinking while I was saying it. I
I know,
don't know what
I
I
know,
just
I
said.
know. And I interrupted. Sorry.
No,
It's
it's
just.
no. I just don't remember what I said because I was just like flowing. Can you say it?
No, it's you know, when you're in your heart and then you access the knowledge from your heart center,
Thank you.
then you sift and sort
Yes.
and feel it, and then you know it. It's I'm saying it in a lot of words, but that's thinking
Yes.
backwards. You're not thinking from your head.
Yes. And it gets really fun.
Yeah.
We just have to slow down and learn. That's yes. Learn how to think from our hearts,
Yeah.
and it is a process. And then there's this other aspect, which is being able to give language and share our perceptions, there's this piece of communication that requires us to use this freaking English language, right? So,
Or whatever language you use, yeah.
or whatever language we're using. And so that's part of learning to be in our heart and sort and feel and interpret and then exchange either with ourselves or with someone else. So it's owning the process, just learning to start from our hearts. So,
Since it goes back to what you said, spirit doesn't use words. It doesn't know any language. It just uses consciousness, light.
yes,
So
yes.
it's
And
tapping into that.
it's tapping into that. And then the piece that I got at another level, I don't know if it'll come across. I don't want to go in the weeds here, but something that we learned through For the People dot space is how our bodies originally had two hearts. So one heart was for the opening, the entry point for our spirit, and the other heart was the entry point for source light. And so that was part of this manipulation of getting us to go up in our heads, was just taking away the entry point, the natural entry point for source light. So until we get that back, we do need to keep interfacing with our whole nervous system. And it's helping me understand more what it means that I continually coax sort my source light, my consciousness to come back down in my body. I just have to continually do it many, many times every day.
I just want to point out that as of this morning, For the People dot space is it's in the middle of a systems upgrade. So anything we reference here today, you won't be able to access the information. So please, if you want to, make a note of it. Anything we reference and check back later to that website, because it's just an amazing tool for beautiful information.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that for everybody, Kelly. So about this, you found a really beautiful quote from Q in a conversation from you about this whole process of learning to use our power along with knowing this. Could you read that?
It's a statement he made during a conversation I had with him, and I can't remember the date or the show, so please forgive me. But I wrote down, I transcribed the quote. He said, "You're so powerful, you're so psychic. You're going to have to learn to sort. You have to learn to know the information first. That's when you start sorting the information." And he goes on to say that that thought comes after knowledge, and he explains that when we started life in school, we were programmed to think first. You know, the thinking man. Thinking was the primary processor for our decision making, and that we were taught to react to information versus observing information. And when you observe, your heart gets a chance to be more of a participant. I love that. Your heart gets a chance to be more of a participant. He referenced the mind to heart drop as a tool to give you that practice of heart-based muscle memory. So again, the mind to heart drop is beautiful.
Thank you. It's the perfect synthesis of all of this.
And I don't know if we've said it. Did you say it today? The mind
Go
to heart
ahead.
drop. The mind to heart drop is I command my spirit to take all the thoughts in my mind and drop them into my heart now. And you explained it in one of our shows. It's like an elevator, just taking all the thoughts floor by floor by floor and taking them to the heart. And the heart just knows what to do with them. If you want to say anything more about that, feel free, but
Well, I still use the technique of counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I feel for me there's this visceral feeling of being in an elevator when it hits the ground, and I love that feeling in my body. So I do just when I do it, move all my thoughts to my heart, and if I'm having any trouble with it and I'm still thinking, I just do say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. And I snap my fingers and I say now, and I feel the landing down in my gut. And for me, it really, really works. And I still do it many times a day.
Oh yeah, over and over and over. So if I just can highlight maybe just what Q is saying, it's the importance of the knowingness first is what we're saying, thinking backwards. It's in these bodies just giving language to our perception. That's what it's so hard to explain in the language, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, that because we don't have accurate words, so the challenge with English is that it was very cleverly created to have words mean opposite things, so we could say one thing and it can also mean the opposite. So we just have to play and keep being playful with it and keep helping each other make sure we know what we're talking about, right?
Right, and it's also power of intention from our heart
Yes.
center. It
Yes.
that's where it's hard to F with that.
The knowingness, exactly. So the significance, when you and I were playing with this week, and we were playing with this quote, and then we both got excited and we realized, oh, that's the key here for recognizing. One key way to recognize if we're in our head or our heart is very simple. Do I feel neutral? Am I in this place of just witnessing something without any reaction? That's one way that's what neutrality means. It's not passivity. It's just being totally present with no reaction. And so that's a really great touchstone for knowing that I've moved from my head to my heart is I have this feeling of spaciousness, and that's where the quiet comes in. Neutrality doesn't have words, right? Because
Right.
it's just in
Again,
the
learn to
moment.
be still. Yep.
Learn to be
Be neutral.
still.
Be neutral.
And then the importance of going slow so that we can pay attention to where things are coming from, where we are. Just keep slowing down, slowing down, slowing down. And then also, one of a really important touchstone is it's really significant emotion of confusion. Whenever that happens now, I just love the recognition. Whenever I'm feeling confused, which can include sort of a tightness in my head sometimes, whenever I'm feeling confused or stuck, I just remember, oh, my head and my heart are saying two things. So I just need to slow down. Just go slower. Slow down, slow down. And sometimes I'll be confused about something regarding a decision for a long time. And then I just know, oh, I just like there's not clarity. So it's okay. I don't need to do anything then. So
I love
confusion is a really great
that.
touchstone for also for learning how to sort information.
Yeah, I think Q has said it's competition between the mind and the heart.
Yes.
And when you're in your heart, guess who wins? I love his quote, having your heart as your director is a leap of faith, which is true. We're so used to being in this comfy shoe of mind energy, and it's a leap of faith to learn to go into the heart, and I guess it's faith, trust what the heart is saying, right? It's a
Yes,
leap of faith.
I loved when you found that quote, and it's relating to the challenge of learning to be still. And I was like holding curiosity, why is it such a leap of faith? And it's because we've been taught to rely on what's already happened. Our security is in what's already happened, and that's the opposite of being in our spirit, who is in the moment, in the adventure of the complete unknown of the moment.
Yeah, the heart is kind of the new shoe.
Yeah.
It's unfamiliar. It's outside the comfort zone. It's kind of that untested pattern recognition that we are now. It's that mu that's the muscle. That's the muscle memory. It's the pattern recognition building that.
Building it. And I will say for me, my heart feels like the old shoe because I'm at home. However, I know exactly what you're talking about of it because we have to leave the security of the known world. So it is a different feeling for sure.
Yeah, the
For
heart
sure,
is
for sure.
more comfortable when you know it. It is more
Yes.
comfortable.
Yes.
True that.
Yes, and it does take practice when we're new to it.
So it's kind of a balancing act, isn't it? Honoring our thoughts and well, and emotions too, like we
Yes.
pointed out on our last show. It's a
Exactly.
balancing act.
It's to honor them without identi like because there's something happening, but we have to go to our heart and say, what's happening here?
Right.
Because the thoughts can be lots of different things, but the first thing is to recognize knowingness. Can I say a little bit about the difference between knowingness and our psionic abilities?
Oh, yes, please
Because
do.
this was a really fun, in terms of honoring, this was a really fun part of my treasure. I wasn't seeking for anything for today, but it was a great synchronicity of the conversation I was listening to last night. From November 11th, being inspired by Q, with being inspired with Q,
With you, right.
the archive, and with Asha, being inspired with Q. And
And I just want to say, if you go to our program page, the truth, bbsradio.com/the truth project, you'll find all those archives under our resources. So being inspired with Q, you just click the link and you'll go to that show.
those conversations with Q and Asha are so amazing. There's
Yeah,
so many
they really
beautiful,
are.
and synchronicities will happen for all of you. If you haven't listened to them, synchronicities will just come out that will relate to your questions. Like what happened last night is I've
Yep.
been curious about how that to talk about the difference between the true intuition that comes from our spirit, which is, as Ross said, the most advanced state of our being. That felt sense of knowingness, that's where true wisdom is the knowingness in our hearts. So we don't have to look or search for anything outside of ourselves or figure anything out in our heads. From our hearts, we can know everything in the universe, the more light we get. So that's where our true intuition comes from. And then I've always been curious how Q would call our psychic abilities, our psionic abilities. And there was this beautiful summary he gave in the show I was listening to last night. And he was talking about how powerful our psionic abilities are because we've been engineered to have these amazing minds. And so our mind energy is a recorder and a transmitter and a receiver. Well, first transmitter, receiver, and then recorder. We've been programmed to record everything, and we can record in thoughts or we can record in images, which are our memories. And so, this is why we're powerful creators, whether we create from our heads or our hearts, because it's our consciousness that's creating. So, he was saying how once we learn how to use those abilities, we can then harness those psionic abilities. But if we don't know how to use them, then we get tricked into participating in timelines and other people's thoughts and all sorts of things. But it's to honor the way we are powerful processors of information. And through sight and sound, that's what our intuitive abilities are. And that's why they're so seductive. Like clairvoyance, being able to see things, and clairaudience, being able to hear things. Those, if we're in mind energy, those are psychic abilities that are in the matrix, in thought energy. And we have to really be careful with our intuitive perceptions to slow down and say, where is this intuition coming from? Drop in our heart and get really quiet. Before we assume that that is our own brilliance coming through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's just learning how to create, your experience or whatever you want to create is learning that process. Yes. But it's take great care, right? As Q would say,
Yeah,
take
take
great
great
care.
care. I'm just,
Yeah.
yes, I'm very aware of how exciting it is to have intuitive abilities develop and how we don't. We haven't been taught that those are all coming through the matrix, and how they can be distorted and not act, and our spirits not participating necessarily. So
Yeah,
that's
and
this.
it's hard to discern. It's really hard to,
Yes.
speaking from experience, it's really hard to discern until you know.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so that's the piece of just practicing. We all make mistakes. We live on a mind control planet. So we've all made mistakes. There, it's just as we get more light back, it's easier and easier to drop into our hearts and slow down. Get back to some people, some of us love just saying peace energy now when we want to drop into our heart. But just to go back to neutrality and then say, I command my spirit to increase my ability to interpret and express what my heart knows is true.
I love that command. Yeah.
So we'll there's yeah, so there's some different commands that can be helpful in reversing this thinking process. The first thing is just to slow down, not to make assumptions of where information is coming from. Is that right?
Do you want to, sorry, are you, do you
Yeah.
want to kind of delve into the different sources for the voices we hear in our head?
Maybe I'll just say, yeah, this, I don't want to go in the
Not
weeds.
delve in, but just kind of
But
maybe
yes.
cliff notes.
And then if there's interest, we can explore this more another show. But there it is. This is the part where information can be helpful. Information can add to our own knowledge center when we reveal certain things maybe we hadn't considered before. And then we can sort what of this information is helpful for me. So I'm just going to share some of the different sources for the voice we hear in our head. Okay, the voice we hear in our head, the voice I hear in my head is always my voice. However, I don't know who's speaking. Just because I hear the voice, it could be coming from lots of different sources. This is part of the headset hardwiring. So it could be my thoughts. It's often my thoughts. It can also be other people's thoughts. And this is what Q was saying about how powerful our psionic abilities are, because every time I'm thinking about another person, I am so powerful that that thought is going to that person. And they might suddenly start thinking about me and not know why. It's because I'm connecting those. That's what we mean by cords. So we're always sending thoughts back and forth. And the easiest, quickest thing is just to say, I command my spirit to clear all cords and crash all timelines. Just clear it. But anyway, so the voice we hear in our head could be my own thoughts. It could be someone else's thoughts. It could also be thoughts that we call entities, which are emotional bodies, or we could say ghosts. It's just fragments of emotional bodies that are floating all over and are in our bodies and in other bodies. So our emotional bodies can hold these thought forms, consciousness forms. So I can hear things in my head that might be like, I really want to have something to eat right now. And it comes from nowhere. Like I might have just
Yeah.
walked through, I just might have picked up this fragment piece of a person's emotional body who isn't here anymore, but their emotional body's still here. Maybe they're at the grocery store. This emotional body hangs out at the grocery store. All of a sudden, I'm at the grocery store and I like want to have something that I don't even usually have, and it's really intense. That could be an entity voice.
Yeah, right,
So
exactly.
entities have like are super interesting. And then there can also be voices coming from our body. And that's a whole other conversation. But the main thing first is to be aware that the voice is just expressing something. When our friend Cowboy, when I said to him, what would you say about the voice in your head? And he just like, without a heart, like a nanosecond, he said, oh, I just don't listen. Right, completely. He just said, I never listened to that voice. And we both started laughing because he didn't even think about it. He's just practiced not
Yeah.
listening to the voice. And then he's the one who developed this command that I love. And I'm just paraphrasing it in my own words. But a while ago, when we were first practicing this reversal of thinking from our hearts, and he just says all the time, I command my spirit to increase my ability to interpret and express what my heart knows is true.
Beautiful.
So, not to listen to the voice, be aware of it, drop in to our heart, and then feel what is actually going on.
Can
So,
I just wanted to clarify something on thoughts from others and the cords
yes,
that, that
yeah.
I want to just clarify that when you're coming from your heart center and feeling into to something and maybe thinking of someone, but from your heart, you don't cord people from your heart center. It's only in the mind. And maybe you
Yes.
could disagree. Maybe you disagree with that, but if we're in our
Well, that's
heart, we
yes,
don't cord.
because cords are thoughts.
Right,
So it's
exactly.
absolutely. And so just let's explore this in another conversation because it's so interesting and it can
Yeah, it really
help.
is.
In playing with this myself, I have really using my thoughts versus my heart about people I care about has really helped me understand where I am. Because when I'm having a thought about a person, it has a different feeling
Right.
than the knowingness in my heart. It's always related to the past, and there will be an emotion attached to it.
The thought.
In the judgment, yes, there'll be an emotion
Yes.
attached to the judgment, to the thought that is some form of judgment. And I can catch it because it's always about the past, and there's a feeling judgment isn't good or bad. It's just a recognition that I'm making in the moment. I have an awareness of something based on something that happened in the past.
Right. And
And
back to your
so.
point, so there's a judgment when you're in your mind thinking, and then when you're in your heart center, it's neutral. So if
Yes.
you can recognize those two feelings, I guess, or just that pattern, if you're neutral, that's a tell.
Yes. So when I'm having a thought about a person, I practice as soon as someone comes to mind, because that's part of that recording system. I'll see a person in my mind. I do have like clairaudience and clairvoyance. So I'm very aware of all of these things. I've just learned to not attach to them. So when those things happen, I take a breath and drop into my heart. And then I feel what's happening here. And often it'll go away because it was a cord or a timeline or something. And then I'll just like feel in my heart my love for that person.
Yeah, that's so good.
And then I'll know if there's something else to do. And
Yeah.
sometimes it is to reach out. But I don't make
Cool.
assumptions. Yeah. Do you have anything to add about that?
No, that's good. Just getting back to the heart center, there's some commands we could do just to emphasize. We emphasize
Yes.
the mind to heart drop. But like we say, the spirit has to know. You have to tell it out loud, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
You have any other do you have anything else you want to add about just your favorite iterations of calling your spirit back in right now?
the command I love doing now is I command my spirit to be here now, increase my life force energy, and fill me with perfect peace energy now. And that's coupled with the mind to heart drop. So I feel my energetic sh shifting and getting stronger as more life force comes in. So I'm able, kind of like cowboy with practice. I'm able to examine, observe, and continually refine my discernment because of those commands and growing my light. And it's just all energetics. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
But how about you?
Yes. The first thing I always do is like I do say to my spirit too, oh, be here now. Sometimes I say Beth, be here now. because that helps me get back into my body out of the future where I often go with excitement. Be here now, and then I feel my feet on the floor, and then I will say, I command my spirit. Command my spirit, be here now. Increase my life force energy. Bring all of me into me now. Peace energy now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And then I just say it over and over till I really feel clear and quiet and calm.
Yeah, exactly. That's so great. We're bumping up to the end of this
Yeah.
time we have. That's so amazing. So how do we want to kind of coalesce or close out here?
We have it will be fun in another conversation to talk a little bit about how we can talk to our body and access knowing, and different ways we can play with that. Maybe for today, could I just talk a little bit about one of my favorite tools for talking to my spirit?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
So I love using oracle cards to talk to my spirit. And I've been doing that my whole adult life. And it's one of the things that I love teaching other people. And the reason it works is because it's a tangible physical tool with visual, it's open-ended, it's not linear, it's open-ended, and you don't have to think to use oracle cards. You can just get in your heart with an authentic curiosity question for your spirit. And then your spirit loves, our spirits love to play, and your spirit and consciousness in your heart and your body will play with the cards to find a card that answers the question you asked your spirit. And it's really fun. Our spirits love to be active. They love to play. And so that's a very basic synthesis of why, for me, oracle cards are a great way to one really fun technique for learning to work with spirit. And then
And
I
there's that, you didn't say it, but it has a multidimensionality component to it.
say more.
Just how can I pull a card? And, how does my spirit know?
Oh,
There's a multidimensionality component to
yes,
this.
it's the adventure part of when you know that you're doing it with your spirit. I
Yes.
invite my spirit to find the card, and my spirit
Exactly.
loves playing here. It's like that's what it's a way to give my spirit an activity. Our spirit wants to be here, but it needs to have something to do.
Yeah,
So
very cool.
when I'm doing it with my spirit, not because I have a problem to solve, but because I'm excited to play with my spirit and give my spirit an activity in physical form, it's so much fun. So
And you have a class coming up, don't you?
I have a class coming up, and this is I love being with people in physical form, and for a long time people have been asking if I would do oracle classes online, and so I'm offering one online this month. I think it's Sunday, March 22nd, and I'm using the Osho deck, which was designed to help us with ascension and learn how to be in the present moment. So all the cards are so delightful and playful and fun. And then there are also cards that help us learn the difference between being in our heart and being in mind energy. It's a very strategic and beautiful and fun deck. So I'm offering
How
this class,
exciting. That's so
and
exciting.
it's going to be really fun. I am really excited about it. And so it is three Sundays starting March 22nd for a couple hours each Sunday, and you can find all about it on thealchemyschool.com. And just look under events. It's the first one there. And if subscribers to our show receive a 10% tuition discount, I'd welcome anyone listening here to join Kelly and me on our special fun play days. It's going to be really fun, and the tarot really can be valuable. So
Cool.
thank you. Thanks for letting me talk about that.
Yeah, that's exciting. I know we got 2 minutes left. Dang it.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I just want to say we could synthesize and summarize all of it, but you go back to the archives and listen to what we said. Feel into it. Feel it, feel it, feel it. And I love the quote from Q. If you're going to be here, then be here. So grow your light, folks. Just be here. Be in your body. If you want some help with clearings for your emotional and mental bodies and increase your neutrality, go to thecreationlightship.com. And Beth and I will be doing a show on that at some point. Just in closing, we want to invite everyone to participate. So you can email us directly with any questions, ideas, comments at contact@truthproject.space. And also, you can help support our mission to bring truth with a capital T to the world by subscribing to our show with our many thanks. And again, you can find those helpful resources on our program page. Yeah, I'm anything else before I send us off, Beth?
Be here now, baby. It's a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful world.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks on March 14th at 12 p.m. Central. Thank you, BBS. So much love to you. Remember, go ahead and say it, Beth.
Oh, the light of truth shines within.
Yeah, it does. Thanks, everyone. All our love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day to you.